practical web accessibility tips. Hello, welcome to WebAx Episode 9, Tab Order and the Access Key. Before we start, I'd just like to say thanks to Chris Charlton of the Web Dev Design Podcast, and the link is on the WebAx site. He sent in an MP3 about the acronym and abbreviation issue on the WebAx blog, so I'll play it right here.
Hey, this is Chris from Web Dev Design Podcast. Just give my comments on the acronym and abbreviation tags and IE's non-support of them. I know it's pretty much a problem right now. IE7's coming down the line, so I really don't think people should have to be doing a lot of the span hacks, which is wrapping the tags with a span and then doing a style for that too. I think we should really just wait for IE7. If you basically write your content with the abbreviation and acronym tags, it will work for later on. So I don't really think anybody should really have to do the hacks. I understand why people are doing the hacks. I really see it as kind of a current temporary issue, which is going to run into a lot of, not recoding, but going back and cleaning up a lot of unnecessary span tags for just IE.
And Chris, I have to say I agree with you on one side. You know, when I really first got into CSS and accessibility and web standards, I kind of thought along those same lines. You know, if IE will catch up, and if you're using IE, then oh well, you know, you should be using a different browser. But on the other hand, I have to say that there are a lot of people out there using IE just because they're not techies, they're ignorant, really. And or if they're on the business side, you know, a lot of times you have to use IE for one reason or another, and even I have to, I'm stuck with Internet Explorer, you know, at work, IE6 or whatever. So, I mean, I think there's a fine line there, and in some instances you should, you know, have to tweak and write a couple of hacks, which I hate doing, but anyways, so in a nutshell, yeah, Chris, I'd have to agree with you, but I mean, I to reiterate, I think again, you have to measure that fine line, that gray area where, you know, how much hacking you should do, if at all, and how ultimately it'll affect your users. And something like the abbreviation and acronym, you know, that's not going to affect the content in a big way for your user, so I would tend definitely on that issue to lean towards Chris's argument. Okay, so enough about that. Let's go on to the tab order and access key techniques, and this is basically about if you go to a web page and you tap through the page, you know, if you're using a keyboard or any other alternative input device, that when you're tabbing, the order makes sense on the page and you're not just jumping all over the place. And this is actually a checkpoint for the W3C accessibility standards, and I believe it's in the 508 standard somewhere also, but it's checkpoint 9.4. It's level 3 priority, and it states, create a logical tab order through links, form controls, and objects. And right after that is checkpoint 9.5, provide keyboard shortcuts to important links. So 9.4, logical tab order, we're going to use the tab index attribute. And 9.5 for keyboard shortcuts, we'll use the access key attribute. And it's really pretty easy. If you have a text link, you know, with an ahref tag, inside that tag, you simply would put tab index, one word, equals quote, and then a number, 1, 2, or whatever order you want it to be, end quote. And that would set the tab index. So if you put a 1 in there, then that would be the first link when somebody tabs onto your page. And you would do the same thing, like for a form element. If you've properly created your form element for accessibility, you'd have a label tag there, and inside your label tag, you would put your tab index equals 2, or whatever number you want. Now for the access key, it's pretty much the same thing. You'd put in the access key attribute, A-C-C-E-S-S-K-E-Y, equals, quote, and then a keyboard element, or usually a letter, say C for contents, and end quote. So you'd have access key equals C. And how that works is, usually, depending on what user agent is being used, for most browsers, it's the Alt key. You hold the Alt key and then the letter in your access key. So you would hold Alt C, and that would take you straight to that link. And then the user would click Enter to go to that link. So in your form element, if you put in the label tag, if you add the attribute access key equals U, if the user pressed Alt U together, then that form element would be selected on the page. Now the tab index is pretty straightforward, but I mean, in my opinion, you could add it in there, but in my opinion, if the flow of your content on the page makes sense, like it should, if the content flow is correct, then really you don't need the tab index, because when you tab through, you're already going to be tabbing through in a correct order. But I suppose in special circumstances, you're going to need it, or if you want level 3 compliancy, then you're going to have to put that in there. As far as the access key attribute goes, I guess there's some issues with this. Some people think you shouldn't use it at all, even if it is an accessibility standard, because this can interfere with other functionality of the user agent. So in IE, I think, and Firefox, if you hit the Alt T, that'll bring you to the tools, to the tools drop-down menu. So that wouldn't be a very good one to use for a keyboard shortcut to your element. So there's lots of conflicts like that can occur. So you have to be very careful when you're selecting a letter or number, you know, for your access key command. Okay, so that's it for this episode of WebEx. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next time. Visit WebEx at webex.blogspot.com. That's webaxe.blogspot.com. Grab your RSS and Atom feed here. You can also leave a comment or send Dennis an email. The email address is webex@odmag.com. So that's webaxe@odmag.com.